Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock. It's 1 p.m. This is your live local call-in show. Our guest this week is Kate Thomas, the director of Parks and Rec. Remember, polls are open. It's election day, so polls are open at the Nolan Center until 8 p.m. Welcome, Kate. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, can hear you great. So,
excellent.
To anyone listening in, you can call in any time to ask a question or to just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, Kate Thomas, you just received earlier last month the professional award from the Alaska Parks and Rec Association. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor to receive it, and I'm really happy to be a part of the association. It was a unique year, of course, but nevertheless, I'm humbled by the recognition.
It's an awesome recognition to receive. So to kind of back up, tell me about your journey to Parks and Rec here in Wrangell. What brought you here? How long have you been working here? How did you work your way to being the Parks and Rec director that has now won the ARPA Professional Award?
I guess the story that my Wrangell journey starts as early as 2008. I was studying adventure tourism and business in British Columbia at a small college in Golden, just in the Canadian Rockies there. And as a part of our curriculum, we were required to do a work experience or practicum in the tourism industry. And I had a couple options, one of which was sailing on the coast of Maine, and the other was heading up here to Alaska to work with some brown bears in Lake Clark National Park. So I opted to head north and seek out Alaska. And during that time, I learned about a program called Alaska Crossings. And at the time I was 20 years old when I applied for the position and came to Wrangell in February of 2008. One of my favorite activities was canoeing while I was in college. We got an opportunity to do a lot of different outdoor rec style sports. And canoeing was something I, you know, was reasonably good at and enjoyed immensely. And I had always had an interest in working with young people. So that's what brought me to Wrangell. I was hired by Steve Brzunka and Lucy Robinson at the time. And that year, I didn't spend too much time working for the organization, but returned in 2010 for full-time employment and have been here ever since. So I served, I would say, 6.5, 7 years of time with Alaska Crossings. And in 2015, learned about an opening with the municipality at Wrangell Parks and Recreation. And I thought, well, I really want to stay in Wrangell, but I think my time is up working for Alaska Crossings. Although my experience was positive, I was ready to do something new and seek different opportunities. So I applied, and here I am. I'm still here. It's February will be 6 years for me. It's been a real pleasure getting to know the folks in Wrangell in a more, I guess, a more wholesome realm. And I would say that this job has enriched my overall experience here. I've met lots of new and obviously gotten involved in the statewide recreation industry, which has been fantastic and definitely enhanced my skills here in Wrangell. So that's kind of just a brief summary of my journey up until this point.
That sounds like a really fascinating and exciting journey. And I know that Wrangell is glad that you've ended up here. You're a great Parks and Rec director and a great lifeguard teacher. Fun fact, Kate taught me to be a registered lifeguard. I'm certified because Kate taught me how to pull people up from the bottom of the pool. So what does a typical day on the job look like then for the Wrangell Parks and Rec director? And how has that changed during the pandemic?
That's good. I think what keeps me engaged in this job is that the day-to-day doesn't look the same. I mean, there are similarities in the day-to-day in terms of, you know, walking into the Parks and Rec facility where everyone knows it as the swimming pool. I do my general walkthroughs to investigate different aspects of the facility, make sure that everything's clean and sanitary for the general public, but also documenting any facility issues that might need correction or maintenance and repair. I obviously interact with staff and then my peers within the municipal department head group, which is fantastic, a great group of folks. So shout out to all the Wrangell department heads in the city. They're great, hardworking folks and role model a lot of true work ethic and quality service for me, which is important. But I would say recreation changes with the seasons. So, you know, depending on what time of year we're in, it could be heavily focused on summer recreation, which is a children's summer camp. Other times it could be high school athletics. So we have the swim team participating in our facility right now, which has been great. Good to see kids engaging in health and wellness activities, despite some of our limitations with social distancing due to the pandemic. So it's, you know, it's diverse, it's engaging, it varies. I get to go out to the parks and trails a lot. I've dabbled in some grant writing, project management, staff oversight, of course, is the common piece there. But it's a little bit of everything, and I do like that. I need some diversity to, I guess, enjoy the day-to-day and get excited. So that works for me. As far as the pandemic, obviously, initially, when we shut down on March 17th, I know it very well, it was St. Patrick's Day, my favorite holiday. First generation American. So my family comes from Ireland. So that's a little fun tidbit about me. But when we shut down, all programming ceased, the facilities closed, and Lucy Robinson and myself worked just on programming layout for the year, trying to wrap our head around some of the various constraints that we were going to have and how we could be creative during a time when people were sheltering in place. We reopened the facility in June at the beginning of the month. So we were closed, I think, a total of 80 something days. I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but it was around 85 days that we were closed. So my role changed substantially, where I was a part of the EOC initially, reviewing travel plans, helping to interpret mandates for local businesses, and working within the Wrangell Task Force. That was really a positive experience for me and felt very purposeful in the time. And it was a critical service to businesses within Wrangell and those that are seeking to operate within the community from outside. Lucy really focused on engaging the community through virtual programming and continues to do that. I think that's probably a side effect that's positive within the pandemic, is just how connected we all are virtually, and certain things have gotten easier. What used to be teleconferences over the phone are now video conferences. I like that. I like being able to see people's faces. You can see the hesitation or when someone wants to interject to make comments. So that to me is a positive. Now that the facility's open, it's your typical stuff. Keep your distance, wash your hands, use some hand sanitizer, wear a mask coming to and from the building. We were a little more strategic in our reopening plan. We didn't want to have everything open all at once and sort of have, you know, too much to manage the quality and control of the facility. So we started with just our weight and cardio equipment. And then we moved on to our swimming pool, and our lockers remained closed for some time. And then just recently we reissued access to the locker rooms, which has been definitely to the benefit of the user. So folks initially had to come and go in their swimming suit, and now they're able to change out in the locker rooms and shower down when they come and go. So there's little nuances like that. some maximum requirements. So only 3 people allowed in the weight room at one time, only 6 people in the lobby at one time. And then the pool also, depending on the type of activity, has some number restrictions there. But I think overall, everybody has been really positive, compliant. Folks have sort of learned the process and gotten in line, so to speak. And it's really good to see people recreating, engaging with one another, being respectful about the policies, and just doing what needs to be done so that we can keep the facility open. And as we all know, stressors are high this year. Even the most privileged folks in the country are experiencing stressors. And my heart goes out to those that are adversely affected by the virus. So I think health and wellness is more prevalent and critical than ever before. And a large part of that is engaging with our fellow citizens and moving our bodies every day.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of, you know, a run through. I could go on and on because I love this job and feel passionately about what we're doing, but I'll stop there.
I mean, that's what you want from a director of something, is someone who's passionate about the thing, right?
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. I just don't want to be too long-winded and ramble on.
But, oh, not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, no, I dig it. And Wrangell's fabulous. So I feel lucky to be in this role.
It's a great place. Have any programs had to be cut? Are there any things that really you couldn't make work with a pandemic going on?
Yes. Heartbreakingly so. We did close our summer recreation program this year. A large number of recreational camps with young people were closed throughout the state and within the nation overall. I think I'd be interested to see the numbers, but young people, you know, between the ages of 6 to 11, as my friend said, they don't build relationships at 6 feet apart. If you've ever watched kids and you try to get them to separate at young ages, they're like little magnets for each other. So that, you know, for a multitude of reasons was not something that we were able to fulfill at the time, which I would say that the summer recreation program is one of our more valuable services to the community. It provides daycare essentially during the summertime where kids would normally be in school. It's enrichment style programming, so they get to get out in open green spaces, engage in arts and craft activities, and meet other community service members who want to facilitate activities for them. So that was one of the tougher decisions that we had to make. I think overall the community kind of anticipated that. And so to a certain degree, it was palatable given the times. We're really eager to return that program next season and figure out creative ways that we can manage hygiene and health and all of those things so that we can meet that need, because I do think it's critical. Childcare is limited in this community, and which provides a niche opportunity for anyone who wanted to fulfill that. But that's why the summer rec program is so valuable, is childcare. And that was the hardest one. Outside of that, you know, we're running our basketball program. It's small groups, no spectators in the gym. Kids are wearing masks to and from. We're focusing a lot on individual drills. There are some scrimmages where parents can watch by Facebook video. Same thing for our swim program, smaller group sizes, less frequent activity. So we're dabbling here and there. We are a very small department. We only have 1.75 permanent staff. So that's myself at 40 hours and then Lucy Robinson at 30 hours. Of course, we have a maintenance personnel, but that individual doesn't necessarily act in the capacity that services like the actual rec programs. It just maintains the infrastructure for all of those programs to persist. So it's been hard to be able to adapt to all these new policies and procedures and still meet the capacity of programming that we had in the past. It's simply we're not. But we're really eager to get back to that, and it's starting to feel like we're climbing back into what is a sustainable groove for us. So yeah, we're finding our way. We're finding our way. But yeah, the summer rec program was a challenging one to let go of this year, but it had to happen in time.
That makes sense. And it sounds like there are plans in the works to try and make sure that summer rec can happen as soon as possible, hopefully by next year.
Yeah. And actually, just so you know, it's only I think it's a 9-week program. So it only happens in the summertime. I think in a dream world, Parks and Rec would be able to open up their facilities every day for those that need it in the community. And maybe one day we'll get there. But yeah, summer rec is a nine-week program. And so hopefully, you know, by June of 2021, some things are on the way to being resolved if they're not already resolved.
Yep, we can keep our fingers crossed. For anybody who's listening, you're listening to Talk on the Rock on KSTK with Wrangell Parks Director Kate Thomas. You can call in to say hi or ask a question at 874-2345. So, looking forward then, maybe not quite as far as next summer with the possible summer rec program or how that might look, what is Parks and Rec planning for the winter? Are you running any programs? What kinds of things are you taking into consideration as it does get colder? And maybe what kinds of things are you still trying to figure out in terms of how Parks and Rec is going to run through the winter?
Absolutely. That's a good question. Right now, like I said, we've got basketball coming, or we're probably midway through that. We're nearly at the end of the high school swim team season. So with that program closing, we'll be looking towards returning some of our winter swim lessons. Just like the summer recreation program, our swim lessons provide a critical service and life skill to the community, and just makes every child a little safer when they head out on the water with their families. And obviously we're a waterborne community, and I think it's really important that everybody learn how to swim. So that's one of our primary goals, is to return our swim program. Also, the beautiful thing about swimming is chlorine kills a lot of nasty germs and bacteria, so that works in our favor. And just the nature of the swimming pool and its size, we're able to keep that social distance and maintain kids in lanes and allow them to continue practicing their swimming skills without too much risk related to the virus. Of course, there's always some level of risk in any activity that we do. So that's one piece that we're really focusing on, is the swim lessons. And then we'll have to look at what sports programming looks like after the new year. I know that there's some anticipation and angst around the holiday season. There's going to be lots of mixing, I would presume, amongst the general citizen population throughout the state. Just with folks congregating around Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the Alaska Association is, I think all sports will cease to operate before Thanksgiving, just under that notion that they don't want to perpetuate the mixing of groups and the spread of the virus during that time. So I think it's sort of a wait and see game to figure that out. However, we want to be prepared. So we're lining up as much as we can after the new year, exactly what that's going to look like. Time will certainly tell, but our goal is to keep kids engaged, provide some semblance of programming, even if it has to look a little bit different than it has in years past. And we're certainly advocates for keeping youth moving and adults all the same. So that's kind of the overview. We're looking at some open gym activities, One modification to swim lessons that I think is really cool is we're going to do a parent in me session. So the younger tykes that are learning how to swim will come to the pool with their parent. Obviously, they're in the same household, so there's not mixing as it relates to social distancing. And they can, they'll be prompted by an instructor in the water who will also have their child with them and be running them through the critical steps to build comfort and confidence in the water. So that's something folks can anticipate. The indoor shooting range is available for access, and we'll have dates to be announced for that here soon. We're working with Terry Corson. Big shout out to Terry, who's been a longtime volunteer for the department and recently was elected for another service-oriented position at the assembly level. So we're glad to have him servicing that facility. So that's another example. And we'll probably do our annual winter workout challenge after the new year, which is basically just encouraging folks to stay active and move every day, and then they get points towards what is an end of program award. I think this will be our format program. So there, it's a variety, and little by little, we're trying to offer something for each demographic within the community.
Mm-hmm. So a variety, and then some waiting and seeing. And I mean, there are a lot of unknowns when you're in a viral pandemic. So who knows what's going to happen, but it sounds like there's a lot of planning work going on at Parks and Rec.
Right, right. And you know what's nice about, to a certain degree, living in Wrangell, we're not off the hook in any stretch of the imagination, but we're isolated by water, obviously. So I think to a certain degree, we're a little bit safer than folks in downtown Anchorage. And so I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility, but I say that with caution, because I certainly don't want to give the impression that there isn't risk associated with what we're doing. So there certainly is, you know, as a population, as it relates to the virus, not what we're doing specifically at Parks and Rec, but as a human existence and population. So, yeah, anyway, I'll leave it there. But we've got some concrete things in the works, and then some of our other programming will be dependent on, you know, the case count and the risk level at the time that we're planning to release the program. But we're flexible. You got to be in recreation. You got to adapt to change. You got to be flexible with the times. And I know people come to expect certain things, and there's that phrase, this is how we've always done it. But I think Parks and Rec over the past few years has been really creative and developed some new and fun programming, and every program sort of has a lifespan. And so we're trying to bring new things to life. An example of that is Chris Johnson, a good friend of Parks and Recreation, has established an adult pickleball program that happens every Thursday right now. And that's something new. Historically, we've done a volleyball league every season, but this year and hopefully in the years to come, we'll try pickleball for an adult program. And we're eager to see how that succeeds.
That's awesome. And that adaptability definitely seems to have served Wrangell Parks and Rec well, as you've been dealing with what's been going on for the last, how many, nine months now?
I know. I remember when we used to live life 2 weeks at a time, like in 2 weeks, we'll know, in two more weeks, we'll know. Well, you know, here we are 10 months later.
Yep, definitely. So I guess to kind of wrap things up, do you have anything else you'd want to add, maybe about how the community can get involved, or thoughts about your time as the Parks and Rec director, the program itself, or being recognized for serving in community, which, by the way, thank you again. You're doing a wonderful job.
I appreciate that. That's a multifaceted question there, so I'll see where I'm going to run with it. As it relates to how people, a shout out to the community, Wrangell shows up in extraordinary ways for its people. And I see that time and time again in really small ways. And I see that in really significant ways in times of tragedy as well. I would say that America is founded on the notion that service is the lifeblood of any community. So if you find something that you're interested in or would like to facilitate for the community, reach out to us. We're flexible, eager to try new things and build new relationships. So that's one thing I would encourage, and a big shout out to all the service members in our community. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. And I don't think our lives would be as rich as they are without those folks stepping up to the plate. So I thank everyone for that energy and sacrifice. As far as my time here, I hope to be in Wrangell for a lifetime. And I think we will. We're fairly grounded and rooted in this community. And as an Irish descendant who loves being on the water and living on an island, this is a perfect place for me. And so I just, like I said, I'm humbled by the community's reception to my leadership. And I hope to continue putting my best foot forward and doing all that I can to make this department great for folks. And that's possible because of folks like Lucy Robinson and all the other staff that support us. We have a lot of really great people that are involved and committed to the department. So a big thanks to them. I would not have been awarded this award if it weren't for folks like them propping me up and supporting me and all that we're doing here. So yeah, I think, and then a big shout out to Alaska Recreation and Parks Association. Someone somewhere in my peer group thought that I was worthy, or a number of people worthy of this award. And I hope to demonstrate my worthiness in the years to come. So, and just thank you to KSDK for always reaching out to Parks and Rec. I think this is my third Talk on the Rock in the couple of years it's been on air, and it's one of my favorite programs. It's so awesome to hear from community members. It's a great way to showcase what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for coming for your third time on Talk on the Rock.
Yeah, it's a unique year. So I think the dynamics are a little different. It's nice to share. And one thing I will leave you with, Sage, is thanks to all the patrons who have supported Parks and Rec, who are showing up, following the protocols and guidelines, who are being respectful to each other, and to our staff, who are putting fitness and health and wellness in the top of their priority list. I think it's critical to a healthy community, a holistic community. Kids got to be healthy, our parents got to be healthy, our senior population's got to be healthy. It all matters. So thanks to each and every one of those that come into the facility and frequent our trails and support us. I think we feel the love and hope they do too.
Absolutely. I think Wrangell does really enjoy getting outside and the encouragement of Parks and Rec. So thank you so much for your time today, for talking with us about both the professional award that you got and Parks and Rec programs, both in the past, in the near future, and in maybe the farther future, depending on how that looks, which, I mean, if this year's taught us anything, we have no idea how that looks.
Yeah, no, you got to be flexible. The only thing that's certain is everything is kind of uncertain. So I'm just grateful for every day.
Absolutely. Have a great afternoon.
You too, Sage. Thanks again.
Goodbye. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live community call-in show. This week's guest was Kate Thomas, Wrangell Parks and Rec Director and recent recipient of the Alaska Recreation and Parks Association's highest award, the Professional Award. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to vote. Polls are open until 8 p.m.